Welcome to the Rich Report, a podcast with news and information on high-performance computing. Today, my guest is from Instrumental. We have Henry Newman. He is the CEO of the company. Henry, how are you doing today?
Good, Rich. And you?
I'm doing great. You know, we're recording this. I'm in California. You look like you're in Minnesota, keeping warm.
It'd be nice if we finally got weather above freezing, Rich.
Henry, you know, we're here today to talk about security. And specifically, there's this new thing from Xyratex called the Secure Data Appliance. I wanted to ask you what you think of this and what are the challenges that this device is trying to solve?
Well, Rich, in the government space and other markets, and we'll talk about that later, there's a need for running at different security levels. Mm-hmm. You might have data that comes in at the secret level or top secret level or a higher level.
Yep.
And you want to be able to have the right people accessing that data. And you don't want to have a separate stovepipe for each security level, which is what you have to do now. And that becomes very expensive. And you also have completely unclassified data. So maybe you're an imagery analyst and you want to look at what Google Earth saw 6 months ago because you didn't have something 6 months ago.
Yep.
Well, do you want to go to another terminal or do you want to have it all in one place to look at it at one time? And, you know, I see a lot of times people have three, four, five workstations on their desk for each security level in each network. And what this product does is collapse all that into allowing a classified environment to run multiple security levels into the same storage.
So in the past, they had to buy discrete computer systems for each level of security because somebody couldn't cross over, right, and share data between these things, right?
So that, exactly.
That sounds discrete expensive. That sounds really expensive, Henry.
It is really expensive. It's discrete security systems, it's discrete networks, discrete storage, discrete, you know, air gaps between everything.
Yeah. So now you have this device. It has multi-levels of security within it so that, but they don't cross boundaries, right? So if I'm Edward Snowden and I don't get to see everything unless I've got the right clearance.
That's a good example.
Yeah.
Or you're the super user.
Yeah.
So super user now can probably see all the data on the system.
Mm-hmm.
This is mandatory access controls. It's based on something called SE Linux that was funded and sort of pushed forward by NSA back in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of the standard part of Linux now. I mean, SE Linux is part of Linux. It's a matter of whether you turn it on or not turn it on. By default, it's not turned on at all.
Yeah. So what are the limitations of SE Linux? I mean, did this not have like a parallel file system kind of capability before?
No, this is only, historically, this is one of, and that's been one of the problems with SE Linux adoption in these secure environments, is you have only local file systems, and the support is for XFS and ext4, neither which, you know, is going to scale out to the petabytes some of these sites need.
So is there luster under the hood of this thing or not necessarily?
There is luster under the hood of this thing.
Yeah, terrific. Well, okay, so you've got this device then. Henry, why hasn't somebody done this before? Is this a really hard problem?
It is a really hard problem. In fact, I'm aware of, you know, people trying to get to the altar four other times on this that I'm aware of over the last, say, decade of trying to do we'll call it a scale-out file system.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be parallel, but any scaling out of a file system to support the kinds of data rates and sizes that are needed, and it's no one's got to the finish line.
Yeah. And then, you know, I can't just declare myself secure. Isn't there a process of certification that
there
must
There is
go on
a
here?
Process of certification. You also have to have a sponsor.
Oh, boy.
You can't just come in and call the Pope and say, will you bless me, please?
Uh-huh.
So you have to have a sponsor, and that's all part of the process. It's a well-documented process. It's called ICD-503.
Mm-hmm.
It's been documented. The process used to be called, it's been updated, called DSCID. 6.3, and this process has been around for, you know, quite a long time. ICD is the new version of this process, but it's a well-defined process. I'm not going to quote Vibel and Burse of this document, but yeah. Needless to say, if you print it a bunch enough times, it'll help global warming.
Okay. All right. So, rigorous testing and certification.
Rigorous testing, it's a very large document.
Yeah. Yeah.
And right now I'm encouraging everybody to print as many copies as possible to try to warm up Minnesota.
Oh, terrific. Well, Henry, I mean, in these days of sequester and budget tightness, this certainly sounds like a great way for the government to use their money more wisely.
It's a great way for not only the government, but I think it will protect a lot of other things in industry.
Yeah.
So, for example, think about HIPAA regulations.
Yeah.
Only allowing your doctor to see your specific records. Think about intellectual property at certain corporations. You want to get audit logs of who's looked at these files.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of areas where there's been a serious lack of storage security.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get in as root, you're in.
Yeah, yeah.
And with mandatory access controls, root doesn't have access to all the data.
Interesting. So if we look at a problem like the Target breach, right, around Christmas time, some maintenance guy had a backdoor, and they had the keys to the kingdom.
Right. I mean, I think the Target breach is a little more complex than it's going to be solved by this one product, but
mm-hmm.
it would certainly help because I think with the Target breach, they were putting something in the point of sale system and shipping out of the network.
Yeah.
It wasn't. But conceptually, Rich, you're on the money. I mean, that's the issue.
Okay. So it seems to me that the need for security and secure devices isn't going away anytime soon. This is could be a potentially very lucrative product for a company like Xyratex and their partners.
I think it will be, and I think that the need for security is ever increasing, if anything, and it's increasing at pretty rapidly given what's going on in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Henry, this is fascinating, and I really want to thank you for coming on the show today.
Most welcome, Rich.
You bet. Okay, folks, that's it for the Rich Report. Stay tuned for more news and information on high-performance computing.